You're listening to Ann Mish on Talk of Muskegon, and today I have with us Andy O'Reilly.
Hello. How are you, Ann?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me in. This is weird because the tables rarely get turned on
me. It is really, really weird, and I feel like I'm in the presence of something much more bigger, more powerful, the expert here in radio.
Not even close. Not even close.
So how long have you done radio?
I started in radio. I was 5 months out of high school. I was at my first semester of Grand Rapids Community College.
Yep.
I was, you know, I wanted to get into broadcasting. Actually, as I was a kid, I wanted to be in KISS. But the problem was I wasn't 6 feet tall. I didn't have black hair, and I wasn't Jewish, so I wasn't allowed in KISS. So as time went on, I was thinking I need something along that line. And since I couldn't play a guitar, couldn't play the drums, piano, anything, I was just musically inept.
Yes.
I started playing records. So as I was a kid, I'd be playing Andy radio in the basement. And as time went on, I started DJing dances at school and then I started working in clubs as a DJ, lied about my age to get a job at a place called Top of the Rock back when I was like 16 years old. And, I was a bouncer and a DJ there for a little while, and it just kind of grew from there. So 5 months out of high school, I went into radio station in Grand Rapids. It's, 94.5. It used to be KLQ back then.
I remember that.
And I said, hey, I want to be an intern. They had never even had an intern. There was no college credits involved. There was no anything other than me showing up to work for free and doing the grunt work that anybody else wanted. Uh-huh. So, went on as an intern for about a year and then, got my first shot. Just about a year after I started as an intern, I got my first shot to do 3 to 4 in the morning on a Sunday morning.
3 to 4 in the morning.
Yeah. And it was really something else because...
Somebody call in or what?
Well, no. It was more like I spent all this time practicing, you know, doing dry runs in the production room and trying all this stuff. I hit that mic for the first time live.
Uh-huh.
I blacked out. I couldn't hear anything in my headphones. Yeah. Blew the song intro. The first song I ever introduced was Roxette, It Must Have Been Love. And I screwed that up, and then I shut the song off instead of the microphone. So, I mean, you know, it wasn't like the greatest of beginnings. And I still have that tape of my very first time on the radio. So, yeah, it's been 26 years now.
Wow. Wow.
Longer than anybody ever imagined it would be.
A long, long time.
Yeah, very lucky. And I came out here right about the time, about 98, I think it was.
Okay.
Somewhere in there, 98, 99. Uh-huh. Went from KLQ to, you know, they fired me for being the one guy that meant everything to the station.
Oh.
That's radiologic.
Because that
you.
Really makes sense.
That's,
yes.
That's, mm-hmm. yeah. What it came down to was... You know, the program director was watching me come up, and he was, you mm-hmm. know, he wanted to get me out of the way.
Right.
But I got hired downstairs by the same company to go work at LAV for one summer.
Oh.
Went back to KLQ, and it never really had the bite it did before. So we parted ways there, and I came out here with Jeff Morton.
Yes.
If you remember Jeff,
yes.
he's like, what would you think about being on a Muskegon? And, you know, my entire youth was spent here.
Right.
Because I grew up in Sparta, everything that was going on was in Muskegon. You know, we didn't have Van Andel Arena. We didn't have the downtown that Grand Rapids has got now. And, you know, good for Grand Rapids. I'm very happy for what they've done, and it's really remarkable to see. But everything that I remembered from my formative years was right here.
Right.
You know, we came out here for concerts. We came out here for hockey games. We came out here for... You name it, the beach, you know, whatever.
Uh-huh.
So when the offer was there, it's absolutely, when can I start?
Right, right.
They wanted to let a guy go to put me on, and I refused. I told him that under no circumstances would I take a job with somebody else's blood on my hands.
Right.
So from that, we kind of forced their hand into what was a satellite-fed, forgotten radio station with 101.7. We forced their hand to make the whole thing live. And within sight of about 5 years of that, of us going live 24/7, we made it number one.
Wow.
And it was a really, really great vibe, great people, and a great accomplishment to get MRR where it was.
A huge accomplishment.
That was a big deal. We had a lot of fun doing it.
So then what happened?
You know, as time went on, the station got sold three or four different times to different companies and things like that. And at the end of it for me... the end of my days there was when I came to the realization, what that company thought of this community. You know, it's a small market to them.
Yes.
And I understand we're not a big revenue market for these radio stations. We're not a big, I was told it was a pain in the ass to have this market just outside of Grand Rapids.
Okay.
So from there, that was my note that it's like, you know what, I don't want to put much more into the coffers of these guys.
Right.
So I took the job in NASCAR, did the Sprint Cup Series for a year, which was really a great, great experience. And, and since then, I've looked back at the way that they've run that radio station. You know, it's their station. It's their company. They can run it any way they want. That's fine. But the fact of the matter is that in a market like Muskegon, where this is what they miss, in a market like Muskegon, radio is still relevant. There are people that hang on what goes on
right
here at the Beat or M106 or anything like that. This is the voice of Muskegon Heights and the urban community here. And that's I've done everything I can to help Paul since I got to know him and here in town. I believe in what they do, and I think that the dismissal of radio, especially to cities that can really use it,
yes,
has been almost criminal. Right. You know, where's the opportunity for Joe's Hardware Store to get an ad on the radio and get it into the next town?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the opportunity for us to reach Grand Rapids and a little bit further on? We really can't, because those tools are no longer here.
Right.
They're all run on syndicated stations with all this programming that comes in and voices from who knows where.
Right, right.
Their business, their model. But I believe in what radio can do. I believe it's elemental in a community. And if it's done right, I think you can argue till you're blue in the face about Sirius Radio or XM Radio or any other, Pandora or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if the radio is done right in an engaging way that shows the community you care, none of that other stuff matters. It's a matter of the radio stations saying, we want to make a difference. And that's one of the reasons I've been such a big help, tried to do what I can here at the Beat. What they do.
And Andy, I know it's your positive attitude that
not always. I mean,
first noticed about you. No, that's true. It's very, very true. I did notice that, and your love for Muskegon.
Yeah, I came here, and the story's been told, and we'll get told again next Thursday. We're putting on a little talk at the Frohenthal. We can talk about that in a little bit. I came here with nothing. I really did. I had a TV, a couch, and an alcohol problem.
Yeah,
that's all I had when I got here. And to think what my life has become since I moved to Muskegon, it is the stuff movies are made out of.
Right.
There is no reason I should even, A, be alive, or B, have 6 grandkids and a wife that's so far out of my league. It's just unbelievable.
Cindy, right?
Yeah, Cindy,
yes,
yep.
I know. I see it all over Facebook all the time.
I can't get over it. You know, I met her on a blind date, and
wow.
I was sitting there waiting to meet her, and I was thinking to myself, okay, she's not going to have any teeth. She's, just be polite, buy her a hamburger for lunch. She listens to everything you do.
Hopefully she can eat it then.
Yeah,
right.
And then when she walked in the room, it went from dread
uh-huh.
to the immediate fear of, I'm never going to see this girl again.
Aww.
And it's 10 years and 6 grandkids. And
wow.
Yeah, every great thing that's ever happened to me happened in Muskegon.
That's awesome.
And that's where the attitude comes from, and that's where the gratuity comes from.
And you wanted to get out the positive message about Muskegon.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're leading toward the blog,
yeah,
I'm guessing?
Am. Yeah, I am.
My idea was this. I bounced around. I did the NASCAR thing for a year.
Yep.
You couldn't ask for more, but they hired a driver we couldn't really support.
Okay.
So we pulled back on NASCAR, and I came back, and I did radio for a year in Grand Rapids. Didn't expect it to last that long, but it did. And I got paid the bills, so okay.
Awesome.
Came back. Worked on a couple of different smaller stations here in town.
Yep.
Then I had a job working for a printing company.
Okay.
And once a week, I would sit down on their corporate blogs, and I would say something nice about Muskegon.
Okay.
These are our ships. These are our beaches. Hey, we got this hockey team. And I was writing this stuff all as a ghost, so nobody really knew it was me writing.
Sure.
And I was putting up videos that I had done in the past of like the LST and the Silver Sides and things like that. I'm like, hey, by the way, this guy did this video 4 years ago. Take a look at this. So as time went on, we weren't really getting anywhere at that printing company.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't anyway.
Uh-huh.
So I left there. And as I'm sitting there going, okay, what's next?
Right.
This blogger program is free. I can do that. What can I add to the blogger program? Okay. So I went out and bought a GoPro for $400.
There you go.
And hit the road. And that's really where it all started, was just the idea that with the lack of attention that's given to Muskegon by radio or newspaper or anything like mm-hmm. that, you know, and it's not that it's a complete lack of attention.
Right.
It is more of a fact that, you know, the way that they monetize what they do now,
right.
it's all by clicks on websites.
Yes.
It's all by this. So what doesn't get clicks? You know, yes. family and faith stories don't get many clicks.
Nope.
So you don't see any of those anymore.
Nope.
Good neighbor stories don't
mm-hmm.
get many clicks. If it bleeds, it leads. And if you
negativity, people
negativity,
love that.
They just mm-hmm. feed off of it.
Yep.
So, okay, what can I do? And this all started with actually a Facebook group mm-hmm. that I started after Rebel Road last year.
Okay.
The first year Rebel Road, I walked out of the whole weekend after helping put it on and everything like that. And I said to myself, there is no reason that downtown Muskegon should not be closed down every weekend for some kind of festival or something.
I remember you talking to me about that.
So what I started off the Facebook group as was called the Downtown Shutdown.
Yes.
And I still believe in it.
Yes.
And to watch these things like First Fridays popping up and all, wonder who had that idea.
I asked you. I said, I sent you. I said, hey, did you do that? Because
yeah,
I didn't even know who was in charge of it.
It's, I didn't.
I know.
But yeah. I would say that the idea came
from
somewhere.
You had the idea, yeah.
I don't care who gets the credit for it.
I know,
it
but I remember that.
It does not matter who gets the credit.
You wanted to shut
what
that
matters
down.
Is that, in, you know, that first couple of First Fridays, that first one when they, I could not believe the pictures I was seeing.
Amazing.
From downtown Muskegon.
Have you been there?
I have not been to a First Friday yet.
You know, there's one coming up.
I know.
Uh-huh.
We'll get to that. I'm
okay.
pretty busy, so
right.
we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
But Ellen is doing a fantastic job with
yes.
all that stuff.
Awesome
Ellen
job.
Behrens.
Yes.
And like I said, I never cared who got the credit
right.
for getting
right.
this kind of thing rolling.
Nope. We just want it to happen.
We just want it to happen.
I agree.
And we need to bring more people into town, and we
yes.
need to show off that we're not what you see in the papers and on TV.
Right, right.
So that's kind of where, you know, it started off as this downtown shutdown thing.
Yes.
People were going, well, there's kind of a negative element to that, which I don't see.
No.
I mean, I see us as a blue-collar town and things that, you know, we don't mind poking a little fun in ourselves like that. You
right,
know, if our downtown's
right.
going to be a ghost town, close the roads, fill them up with something, and let's have a party.
Yes.
So that was the idea. And then as downtown shut down, kind of leveled off
right.
with Facebook and all that stuff, and I left this job at the printing company, and I learned that blogger program a little bit there,
uh-huh.
it's like, all right, we're going to change this, and we're going to start to rebrand things. So I changed it to Positively Muskegon.
Yep.
Along came the blog. It's going to be a year old on October 18th,
wow.
and I looked this morning. I figured we'd be talking about it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
So I looked this morning, and it's at 118,000 viewers.
No.
In under a year. That blog has been seen 118,000 times by different people. And
do you know how hard that is for people to actually get that many in such a short amount of time?
I'm pretty proud of it.
Right.
I'd like to see it do more.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to see it do more. But, you know, the thing is, the number's great.
Yes.
But, you know, people can come back 3-4 times and all that
yes.
kind of stuff. So
yes.
that's great. What I've really enjoyed is watching recently, because I've added a couple more web metric things to it.
Okay.
I've been enjoying watching the reach that this thing is getting.
Yeah.
It is all over the state.
Yep.
It's all over the country. It's in, you know, there's a video element in almost every piece.
Yes.
So we're no longer constrained to the transmitters or the delivery area of our paper.
Right.
Now we're getting a worldwide audience and at least, at very least, a statewide audience that is hearing something more out of Muskegon than somebody got shot, some liquor store got robbed, you know, somebody got canned for embezzlement or, you know, whatever
yes.
bad news comes out of Muskegon. And, you know, there's never been a denial.
Well, there's bad news everywhere.
Yeah, there's bad news everywhere.
But
there's
also a lot of good news.
Yeah, there's never been a denial that we're a perfect town. I've
nope.
never said we don't have things
absolutely
to work
not.
On.
Uh-uh.
But what I've said is that there is more here to see and do than what you get.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Yeah.
And we've taken it to the internet there, and we've had some pretty good success.
Would you agree that the news is getting out there and that people are starting to notice a change?
My first indication, I'll give you two good examples.
Okay.
My first indication was this campaign season. I went and I let every candidate on in town that wanted to come on and tell their story.
Okay.
The only rule is that they weren't allowed to bash their opponent.
Nice.
Come on, tell me why you want to be the leader. What
yep.
why your hat's in there and all that. All right, but we'll circle back to the candidates.
Okay.
All right, I started this thing One of the very first blog posts we did was in this woman's garage in Wolf Lake. She was putting together a Christmas party, cookie decorating, do a card for soldiers, sure, wrap your mom and dad's present, that kind of thing. That's where we started.
Okay.
As the campaign season's unfolding, guys running for U.S. Congress now are going, I need on your blog, and how much is an ad? Just like that. I've kept it to one person per race, you know, as far as the, you know, because it's like... You know, you want a Coke and a Pepsi ad, right, back and forth,
right,
to each other, and I don't really want to open it up to the argument between this candidate and that candidate and all that kind of thing. I think we need to get past that. I mean, there's some of that that's essential in debating and all that kind of stuff, but on mine, let's just tell the good stories. So we go from the garage in Wolf Lake to a guy running for U.S. Congress that says, A, I need on your blog, B, I want to buy an ad, what else can you do for me? And the other, you know, the other candidates have been coming in, and they're like, "We want an ad too." And I'm like, "Well, your race is already taken." So, sorry. So it's gone from a Wolf Lake garage last year to Congress.
Yes.
And then the other story is there's a company that just came to town and plunked down some roots.
Okay.
They're called Property Management. Help me.
Core?
Nope. She just came in from Grand Rapids. Whirlwind. Sponsor on the blog. Help me out here.
Windward?
Nope. I'll get it.
Okay. I don't know.
She's going to kill me. She's going to kill me.
Who's on your blog?
This property management company comes in, and she's like, we want to hear the real story about Muskegon from you.
Sure.
Okay. So, Lighthouse Property Management.
Oh, there we go.
You know who I'm talking about now. Yeah. You can't... there ain't no getting around her.
No.
So, she says, we want to hear the real story from you. So... I said, well, let's meet at the Cherokee.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go to the Cherokee.
Yep.
I'm expecting her and a secretary. She had 12 people that were investors in her company sitting at the Cherokee.
Are you serious?
Wanted to hear the story. And I said, yeah, okay, here's the deal. There's a couple of bad neighborhoods in Muskegon.
Yep.
A couple of bad neighborhoods in the Heights.
Mm-hmm.
There's some bad areas in Roosevelt Park, Norton Shores, everywhere. They're everywhere. It's the way it is. But the overall... what's coming and what's happening is not what you see.
That's right.
They went and bought 12 houses after that meeting. They bought their new headquarters on, I think they're on Peck Street. They're a little further down Peck Street, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, so they've plunked down. They're buying homes. They're fixing them up. They're renting them to people now with the idea that they're going to turn their renters into homeowners.
Oh.
These are the kind of people that come in and build neighborhoods, and they build communities, and they show people that there's a reason to plant yourself, and this is why, and we're going to help you.
Right.
So they're market affordable homes. The idea in the long run is to make them homeowners. And in fact, you know, one of the cool things that she's done since she got here is she bought the old McDonald's downtown. She
did.
Yep. She's got a hold of that now, and I think they just closed it.
You got my interest.
Yes.
Because that's what I look out my window every day.
Yep.
First of all, I have to tell you, I miss McDonald's so bad right now. We were just talking about that this morning. So, and we've been dying to know what might go in there. Can you tell us?
The only thing I know is that McDonald's has got a 20-year moratorium on a restaurant.
I heard the same thing.
So it can't be a restaurant.
No.
But I'm waiting to hear more what she's got coming up over at Lighthouse. And Kathy Adrians is her name, and she is, you know, Muskegon doesn't take to outsiders real quick.
Uh-huh.
She's an asset, and she is a fireball, and she has got the right idea for getting things moving here.
So does she know what she's going to do? She's
not yet
sharing.
Okay. We're I even
tell her to come on in and talk, and we can talk. And
I floated an idea out to her to have a contest on Positively Muskegon, saying what kind of business would you put in this place if you had the chance?
Yeah.
So we're kind of that's
well. The
we're
employees
at
City Hall have a lot of ideas.
Yeah, I'm sure they do
to have over there, but a lot of them did involve food, and we heard that.
Yeah, they can't. It's 20 years that McDonald's has got, which I don't understand. But then again, I'm not McDonald's, so what do
I
know?
No, either. No, obviously not. So you started this blog, and then you know, and now you've got this big presence on Facebook. In fact, you have this nickname on Facebook. I think you actually assigned it yourself.
Yeah,
everybody goes, and it's
the mayor
of Facebook.
You know, I go back to a and it's everything that comes out with me speaking as the mayor of Facebook.
Yes, yes.
It's a tall tale.
Uh-huh.
It's me pulling your leg. It's me just trying to be a goofball. But I look back to my early days in radio and some of the people that taught me how to do what I do.
Yep.
And one of my biggest influences was a guy named Rick Beckett.
Right. Right.
And Rick Beckett was the Reverend Rick Beckett. You know, he sent away on a mail order catalog to become a reverend. So that was his little hook. So as social media evolved and all that other kind of stuff, I don't even remember how it came up, but, you know, one night I was just there and I said, I'm the mayor of Facebook. And
I so proclaim.
Yeah.
Now, there happens to be a little bit of a story with being the mayor of Facebook, because you actually have another side little job over there in Roosevelt Park.
Yeah, I'm the mayor pro tem in Roosevelt Park. And to
an official title, everybody.
Yeah, to stop and think that's what it is unbelievable. I mean, I tried for the city council a couple of times. There was an opening twice. So I went and applied. I said, hey, you know, I'd like to be put on here.
Yeah.
I'll give it a try. And part of the reason was there were some people making noise for me running for county commissioner.
Oh.
And I'm still not sure if it's anything I want to do for a long time. You know, government's a great role, and it's a good way to serve the public. It's just kind of slower than I'm used to doing things.
I'm not going to try to pretend that it's not.
So, you know, I'm up for re-election this time around, and as we came to the end of last year, it was really weird because Amber Westra was... she was sick that night that we were going to have, and she was the mayor pro tem ahead of me. So I called her up and I said, don't worry about a thing. I'll get in and nominate you and you can stay mayor pro tem and everything's just fine. Well, we were coming up to the nomination point and Tom Hasper, who was on the council over there with me as well, Tom jumps up before I could even get a breath in and he says, I nominate Andy O'Reilly for mayor pro tem. And I'm like, So after the meeting, I have to call Amber and tell her what happened, which, you know what, she was very, very gracious about it.
That was good.
And to be honest, with her law school that's going on right now and everything, I don't think she cares a bit.
Okay.
I thought she's like, one less thing for me to worry about.
Good,
okay.
Good.
But then I went to Tom and I said, what did you do that for?
Right.
Why do you see something I don't in myself?
Right.
And his reply was your communications ability. He goes, you're the one person that can talk to anybody on any level at any time, and he goes, you need to be the next mayor of Roosevelt Park.
Yes.
And I still walked away going,
You need to be able to talk to people if you're going to be the mayor, because you're going to be invited many times, all kinds of different situations, you know, you don't know, and you do have that talent that you could definitely, I could see that.
It's a fun way to learn a little bit about local politics and who knows what
and
I can never.
That we do move as slow as molasses.
It does go slow, doesn't
it?
But you can never say never about something in the future.
That's correct.
So you know, until Monday night, I thought I was running unopposed, but I found out there's four write-ins that came along. So I don't know how much campaigning or anything I'm going to have to do, but we'll see. And if you know, what if I don't get voted back in? It's a voter's choice.
Right.
I'm okay with that.
Now, you know? There, do you have to run for mayor, or is that an appointed?
It's appointed. The city council appoints a mayor and a mayor pro tem.
Okay,
All
right. So you don't have to run for a separate position.
Yeah, I would. And you know, I'm not one that likes to take things away from people.
Right.
And that's a big thing that played into the whole county idea. Mm-hmm. You know, can I run for county commissioner? Well, I like Ben Cross an awful lot, and I wouldn't want to kick him out of a good job that he's doing.
No.
You know, I'm not the kind of guy that takes things from people that they really like.
So where do you get all of your information about Positively Muskegon? Because I'm seeing all kinds of people always responding to you on there and like posting things back.
Yeah.
And
you know,
constantly feeding it out.
I don't dig for anything. They all come to me.
Isn't that something?
And the sponsors have all come to me.
Uh-huh.
I have never gone out and made a sales pitch.
Right.
They're all lining up just to be a part of it, which is really a blessing because, you know, the last few years have not been very easy. You know, I'm like anybody else in Muskegon. We all get our turn in the barrel.
Yes.
And we have to scrimp and save and figure out ways to rob Peter to pay Paul and get things done.
Absolutely.
So a little bit of breathing room is really nice.
Yep.
The stories, they all come to me.
Yeah.
Hey, we want to get you on. I try to balance it out between nonprofits.
Yep.
I try to find, and there's an underlying element to the whole Positively Muskegon thing, and that's to find the people in the community that make a difference but never get it mentioned.
Yes.
That the unsung
we
heroes.
Have a lot of those.
Yeah, we do. More than you can even imagine.
I know.
Well, you know.
I do know.
But, you know, the idea was let's find some of these people and celebrate them, and let's start to change the way we talk about ourselves first.
That's right.
How do we.
Yeah.
Look better as a community when all we hear is negativity and all we hear is that. And everybody starts to believe that over time. So now we've got this one tiny little voice in Muskegon that's saying, hey, here's something better. And these are the people that are doing it.
Right.
And, you know, to say that there's an ulterior motive, you know, we do the video, we do the story, they take it out and share it to their friends.
Right.
Look what I did.
Yes.
Okay, so that's growing my audience a little bit.
Sure.
You know, it's not haphazardly.
Right.
You know, the politicians weren't haphazard to have them all on through the primary season. But at the end of the day, they've got a tool now that says, look what I did, look what somebody noticed, and now I feel a little bit better about
me. Yeah.
We'll do that one at a time until the message is changed.
That's right.
And we'll keep doing it. If I wasn't making a nickel on this blog, I wouldn't stop.
Right.
Because
right.
this is what I can leave,
right.
And this is the legacy that I can leave in Muskegon. And you know, someday down the line, will there be a video kiosk in the museum that said, "Look what this guy did"? At some point, I don't know, but there will be that underlying element that said that somebody believed here.
Right.
Somebody took the time to show the head of the biggest corporation, or the mom in the garage in Wolf Lake that wants to decorate cookies at Christmas.
And that's like
they're
what
all important.
The Watch Us Go campaign is about. It's about pride in ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, having excitement, pointing out all of our good qualities, and it really has taken off because people, we know what we have here, and we're pushing out that word too. And now you can see everybody else has actually embraced it. Other companies have embraced it.
The nice thing about Watch Us Go is, in my opinion, is that it was a great catalyst to fire up the locals.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Okay, everybody's gonna. That's a good stepping point to do that.
Uh-huh.
You know, we try to complement that with what we do on Positively Muskegon, but you know, ours is a little more of the make us go.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
We can all watch,
and
I know there's been some people that have joked about watch this, watch that, and that's fine. That's the way we are. Yeah, whatever.
Of course, it's okay.
But
we can all take a joke.
Now we've got the tools in place to show the rest of the world who's making this go, and it's the small, again, it's the mom in the garage, and it's the guy running for Congress.
So, you know, the other night I was on Facebook, if you can imagine.
Yeah, go figure.
Yeah, I know, doing that. And I saw that I was tagged in a post.
Yes.
Because Andy O'Reilly said something on his podcast.
Well, what I had said was is that, and you know, I'm a competitive guy from the radio days.
I am horribly competitive.
So I'm looking around, and I was watching the Muskegon, Michigan page that Facebook set up.
Uh-huh.
That was my goal, and that was at 16,000 and some odd change.
Uh-huh.
And we did a little contest over the weekend to grow our reach a little bit. And as I'm watching that number go up, I'm thinking, I'm going to get the biggest one in the county. It's going to happen this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And I thought I had it. And then I see the city of Muskegon
and
government page is you.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I'm like, all right, now there's my next goal. And it's not that it's a competition by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh, I'm okay with having a competition, just to let you know.
Well, good
I'm
luck,
like,
then.
I have worked really hard on the
it's an amazing thing.
Government page, because you know it's not easy. It's something
it's
you
not.
Have to dedicate time to.
And
you have to,
especially for business pages,
And then on top of it all, you add, for me, the component of being government.
Sure.
I'm under all kinds of scrutiny, and I have to sometimes leave out posts that I'm not real excited about, you know, because it's public speech and stuff where you can kind of delete things if you want to. I mean, you have the option.
I haven't deleted much on that page because I think everybody gets the gist of what we're trying to do there.
Right.
If it's negativity and somebody taking a pot shot at somebody else, then I step in and say enough's enough. But
so I don't get to have like a lot of fun on ours. Mine is basically information, trying to get information out and letting people know what's going on.
But that's a great thing that the government's got that kind of reach, especially in a platform as viable as Facebook
and
social media.
It is very helpful because I've seen videos take off to, you know, 50,000 people have seen it suddenly, you know. So it is really, really helpful. But ours are just over 20,000, I think. And where are you at?
16, almost 17.
So you are climbing up there
really fast. After
because
you.
I have been working on this, I think 5-6 years. So you are making me nervous now because I do have the highest one that I'm aware of. Anyway,
the good news is that we're both on the same team and we're both doing the same
thing
for the right reasons.
On ours
yeah,
too.
Well, please do.
Yeah,
I love that.
I know. I don't know if I'm going to anymore now because that might. like help you. But yes, of course I will. But yeah, yeah, it's all fun. And you're right. We're both on the same page, getting that information out. And the
it's
more
important.
We can do that for people and let them know all the wonderful things that we offer here in Muskegon and the good people that we have. We have got great people.
Yeah.
And what a great venue to be able to get that out.
Absolutely.
It's
been an absolute pleasure and a delight beyond compare.
Yes, yes. Well, Andy, I want to thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
And telling everybody about your blog. And I want everybody to go out there and join. What is your
site? You can just do a Google search on Positively Muskegon.
Okay.
It'll come up number one. You can also go to Facebook and look for Positively Muskegon and just hit join. You can add your own friends to it. So if you've got people that you think are interested in what we're doing, have them jump on and be a part of it. And, you know, we'll do contests from time to time, you know, so people, hey, can you get us up to Lewis's Farm Market?
Right.
Can you give away some tickets to this, that, or the other thing? And yeah, we can, because part of what we're doing is to show what's fun in Muskegon.
Right.
But the other hand of it is to show that there are really, really great people here that do great things.
Yes, yes. So in all seriousness, I do want you to go out there and I want you to click on the Positively Muskegon and do that, because there are some really great information and positive stories, and we want that out there. So Andy, again, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
Taking
Thanks for having
time.
Me.
All right. Until next time.